This might sound crazy, but have you ever felt intense panic attacks? Maybe that chest tightness, shortness of breath. You might even feel dizzy or just feel like something is terribly wrong and you can't figure out what's happening. So you'll do the natural, logical, responsible thing. You go to your doctors, you get some tests, you might even try breathing exercises or maybe a few of those relaxation apps. You might have even tried medication. And for a moment, it might feel like these things are helping. And then your symptoms come back full force, just as strong and just as confusing. And naturally, you start beginning to feel helpless, like you're stuck in a body that you can't control. It's one of the most disempowering feelings you can ever feel. And here's something I wish someone would have told me sooner so that I could have just gotten better and saved years of suffering. See, it's not just your symptoms that are happening, but what's fueling this anxiety loop. In fact, it's how you're responding to this that's fueling the cycle. And the wrong response, even though it seems logical, can actually reinforce the discomfort you're feeling from these sensations. See, here's the thing no one tells you about anxiety. It doesn't always show up as fear or worry. It sometimes shows up as mysterious physical symptoms that feel just way too intense to ignore. Anxiety can also manifest in these intense, intrusive thoughts. Thoughts that you're trying to push away but just keep coming back. One day it's a pounding heart, the next it's sudden nausea or internal vibrations or a sense that you might pass out. There's no pattern, there's no warning. And so naturally doing the right thing, which is going to your doctor, getting, you know, all these tests, they find nothing. Eventually, if you bug them enough, they start sending you to a therapist. They say this, it might be a mind issue. But yet, even when you go to your therapist, no one explains why your body keeps reacting like this. So you're just stuck managing these symptoms. You don't understand what's happening and you're using tools that don't seem to work. And that confusion becomes its own kind of suffering. I remember when I was experiencing these intense symptoms, it wasn't just something I could live with. The symptoms were just so intense, and every time I went to the doctors, every time I went to therapists, every time I talked to my friends and consulted with them, they basically just said, this is something you're gonna have to deal with. And I made it my mission to try to fix this. I stopped everything I was doing. I stopped working, I stopped paying rent, I ended up moving back home, and my sole focus was to figure out what was going on. I felt like if nobody was gonna help me figure this out, I'll figure it out on my own. I meet several people that go through this exact same thing, and they tend to look at me with this mix of exhaustion and desperation. They ask me, what do I do? Why isn't this working? And I get it, because I was that person too. But what I didn't realize was this. It wasn't that I was broken. In fact, the solution to all this was internal. I was always fearful that I would need to rely on something external, maybe a medication or a breathing exercise, or just avoid stress because the symptoms were too intense, and that I was gonna be stuck with this, just coping and managing for the rest of my life. But the truth was, is that not only could I overcome this, but recovery came from within. See, what was going on wasn't a medical issue. What was going on was that my nervous system was stuck in survival mode. And what happened was that every time I panicked about the symptoms, every time I resisted them or avoided them, what I was doing was I was reinforcing the loop. Now, I didn't understand this because when I got sick, if I was stressed or if I wasn't, it didn't matter. I would still recover. I didn't realize that my thoughts, my fears would reinforce the cycle. And the truth is that when you're in this state, having additional fear has a more profound effect on reinforcing the cycle. My body thought it was protecting me, but because I didn't know how to respond, I unknowingly was feeding the alarm system. And once I understood that, everything changed. Here's what healing started to look like. Anytime I felt skipped heartbeats or heart palpitations, instead of spiraling, I just let it happen. If I felt dizzy at a grocery store, I'd stay grounded, even if it was uncomfortable, and I would just keep grocery shopping. I didn't try to feel good. I focused on feeling safe, recognizing that these symptoms weren't dangerous. And even though I didn't feel perfect, here's what's wild. I let the symptoms pass on their own. I let the feelings of overwhelm pass on their own. And I didn't learn this until after I began my healing journey, which is This approach is actually backed up by neuroscience. It's called inhibitory learning. You might be trying to approach this by eliminating the fear, eliminating the symptom. You feel that if you can just make the symptoms go away, the sensations, the discomfort, the feelings go away, well, your anxiety will go away. But inhibitory learning is actually the opposite. Instead of trying to erase the fear, you're teaching your brain something new. You're teaching that these sensations aren't dangerous. So you're not trying to eliminate the fear, you're just showing your nervous system that these symptoms aren't dangerous. This is very similar to what you see in exposure therapy. And over time, your brain starts to rewire, not because you're forcing it to, but because you gave it new evidence that it's not in danger. Inside the Bye Bye Panic Recovery Program, which is what is our program to help people overcome these symptoms and go back to living, we call this desensitization. Basically, we show you how to desensitize your nervous system. Your nervous system calms down on its own. As it calms down, these symptoms fade away. It's about sending your body and mind a different message that the discomfort isn't dangerous, that you're safe here, even if it feels uncomfortable or if it feels hard. This is where desensitization happens. This is where rewiring happens. So imagine waking up and not scanning your body all the time. Imagine feeling a wave of anxiety and not reacting to fear. Imagine actually living your life again, even with these symptoms, because you're no longer afraid of them. What happens is that these symptoms end up going away on its own. As you learn that these symptoms aren't dangerous, well, your nervous system starts looking at it differently. As your nervous system desensitizes, these symptoms go away on its own. This is how freedom looks like. And it's closer than you think. So the truth is that you're not broken, and you're not fragile, and you're not going crazy. You're someone with a sensitive nervous system that got overwhelmed and never got the user's manual. Nobody told you this. But you can learn to respond in a way that calms the alarm system instead of fueling it. And when you do, you get your life back. If this is something that clicks for you, you may want to check out this video where I describe the 12 ways to know your nervous system is healing. You don't have to live in fear of your own body. You just need to teach it gently and consistently that you're safe to feel again. And that's what rewiring looks like. I'll see you in the next video.